When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Jay Allen Show. Hopefully everything's good and grand in your neck of the woods. If you're in the United States of America, we are just coming off the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So hopefully that was a good and grand old time for you. Hopefully you were able to spend some time with your friends and family, even if it was considered social distancing. I know some awkward times now for sure with everything going on inside of the world of ours, but man, it has made this year interesting. So let me tell you right from the start as we got this going today, hopefully everything is great with you. Because I think this is so important, sometimes part of the conversation that we don't talk about, and maybe we should talk about it more. All of our shows here at Safety FM are centered around you. Yeah, there's some hosts here that talk about some stuff. Yeah, don't get me wrong. But they're really with you in mind. From when we originated the radio station to the podcast network, that has always been the concept. Is what do the listeners want? What do the listeners want to partake in? Because let's be realistic. You, as the audience member, determine what happens here at the station. That's the category of the show, the kind of show, and if they stay. Let's just be realistic about it. Let's not lie. And throughout the time that we've been here at Safety FM, the podcast and the radio station, we have tried to adapt to exactly what you want to hear. And we have kind of taken our vision and made it a little bit bigger. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. So let me start off by letting you know right away, there will not be a guest on this episode today. And the reason behind it is because I've heard you. I heard what you had to say. I heard that you love this industry that we partake in, but you hate some of the aspects of it. And listen, this is not going to be one of these episodes where we sit around and start talking bad about people, because that's not what I'm looking on doing. But what I want to do is have a conversation on some of the frustrations that we've seen. And I will tell you what I have heard as of recent, being on different shows, listening to different shows, is that you're tired of paying for membership fees of things you do not use or things that you have deemed that do not bring you value. Also, the other complaint that I have heard for a period of time now is that this is not cost effective for everyone inside of the industry. These memberships, these other things that are available. And let's talk about it. We know that there's classes that are out there that are not, well, let's say they're not priced for everyone to be able to pay to be able to go to. So I have been sitting here in the Safety FM studios. Sometimes I joke around and call them the Safety FM labs, because that's what I feel like sometimes that they are. And I've been talking to some of the hosts that are here. And keep in mind, when I say hosts that are here, I should probably specify they're not all housed in one place. We're kind of throughout the country. And we saw the similar pain point, because it is a pain point. Listen, I wish that I could get everybody a membership to X, Y, or Z to help them and grow and so on. And I kind of knew that wasn't going to be realistic. Our host knew that wasn't going to be realistic. So we started talking about some ideas and some concepts. And we thought about what would it look like if we had a service that was low cost, but still had content that you were looking for and readily available. So we came up with this concept of an OTT. So over the top, I think it's like an over the top box service, but really what it is a streaming internet service. And it's not the radio station and it's not the podcast. What this is, it is a video streaming service that you can gather from anywhere. And when I say anywhere, I truly mean that. I mean anywhere. I'm talking anywhere from Roku to Android to Apple. And I'm talking about streaming. I'm talking about you can stream this thing, you can watch it wherever you want. And what it is, it's a video streaming service that you can watch on your iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, Android TV, Roku, and Fire TV. And of course, use your Chromecast if you just want to cast it onto your television. And what we have come up with is something that we're calling Safety FM Plus. Now, let me tell you, if I was doing my whole radio stick here, I would all of a sudden throw in some special sound effect because that's what I would do. But I think that we should just have a conversation. So let's just be realistic. So what we have come up with is this service known as Safety FM Plus. And what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish here is to give you content that is usable, that you can use within the industry, readily available and affordable. So right now, we have launched this service today, December the 1st, because that's when we're actually doing this, to make it readily available to the masses. I have spoke to almost every single one of the hosts on Safety FM and had a discussion about what exactly is going on here. We've had some meetings behind the scenes. And let's talk about this. All this stuff is always a work in progress. So we're going to launch it today. We want you to access it, and things on this platform will be ever changing. Meaning there might be content today that's there that might change out for something new for tomorrow. Because that's how our industry is. Our industry changes all the time. So you can access it from any platform. And the other portion is that when you go there, there's a playlist of stuff that is readily available. And I'm talking about anything that's readily available. Someone like Sheldon Primus has released his OSHA compliance help right there for you to be able to watch and listen to some of the stuff that he does normally with his classes, readily available for you on the service. Linda Martin recently had a pretty big speech that she did about big safety. That's readily available for you on the service. Now, keep in mind, like I said, this is going to be ever changing. So just because it's there today does not mean that it'll be there tomorrow. So it means that we want to change it out for it to feel new and fresh and ever changing. And the great Dr. Todd Conklin has allowed us to do something that we haven't done before. And if you sign up for the service, Safety FM Plus, the moment you sign up, there is a downloadable version on the platform of his book, Simple Revolutionary Acts, that you can download immediately. And he was grateful, he was gracious enough, I should say, to allow us to offer this as part of the platform. What we're going to do with this is that there's downloadable content, not the videos, but downloadable content in regards of maybe a PDF, maybe a presentation that you want more of. And we're going to put these in there for you to be able to download them. And I kept on looking at this and going, I didn't want it to be another quote unquote membership service, because there's so many of those that are out there. But I definitely did not want it to be an a la carte service where you're having to pay hundreds of dollars to get this. So I went out there and I said, hey, what is it going to cost to put this onto a server and have this thing run? And they gave us the fees, and I was like, oh, okay. And of course, there's some licensing fees and all that kind of fun stuff, because that's always how that stuff works. And I'm talking about these tech companies that we have to interact with. So pretty much, we're doing this at as close to the server fee as possible to be able to get this up and running. Because I thought more and more about it as I spoke to the different hosts, that this is what you guys are looking for. This is what you want. Cost-effective measures to make it to get to safety, information readily available to you. Hey, listen, I even took the risk and I said, listen, I'm going to take my newest class, my HOP 101 for beginners, and I put the latest version of there on this platform. Just for you to access. And don't get me wrong, you're not going to go over there and be freaking out about what the price is because it's so expensive. You might freak out on how low we made this thing, because I'm telling you, I'm doing this to be able to pay for the server. Nothing else. But we wanted to be able to provide content, and I didn't feel right just putting this on another YouTube channel. I didn't feel right about just putting this on another quote-unquote podcast. And the goals here is, yeah, there will be from time to time, maybe we'll do a private podcast or something that was kind of funny on a podcast or a radio show and put some of it on there. But that's not what the network is. This is not a replacement for. This is an addition to. And I told you from the beginning, the radio station and the podcast network, we do not plan to charge the audience members, the listeners, for that. So I don't want you to think that that's what this is becoming. What I want you to know is that this is something that we wanted to make readily available for you to be able to use if you're looking for content. And listen, I am going to go out here and I'm going to talk to some safety pros that are out there inside of the world that might want to put some of their content on here. But the understanding of the structure behind the whole thing is that we are trying to get this out to the masses for extreme low cost. That way you guys can have this information. And it will ever be changing. I mean, I'm super excited about being able to do this. And I know some of the hosts that I've spoken with are pretty excited about it as well. And it all these things take time. And believe me, it's been such a weird year. I'll tell you, if you would have told me a year ago that we would be having a conversation about doing something that's similar to like Hulu or Netflix for safety, I would have said, that's probably not going to happen. But with everything going on, we had to think about different measures on how to do things. And yes, this sounds like a long infomercial about, hey, this is the service, Safety FM Plus. That's not what I want it to be. This is not what I'm trying to do with this. What I wanted to do was have a conversation for you to understand what it is. And I just don't want it to be the same old stagnant stuff that you can get everywhere else. I want it to be something different. And you, like I said, you'll see some stuff change and flip through and so on. I knew what the initial offering will look like. And I'll tell you what I thought was kind of funny to do. This was just my personal opinion. Was to put some episodes of there on the Rated R Safety Show, which some people listen to, some people don't. I mean, it's an acquired taste show. But I put the ones that were on there that were either the most popular ones based on listeners or the most controversial ones based on reaction from people on things that had occurred around the time. I don't know what's going to end up happening with that. I don't know if this will be mostly shows, But the plan for now is to actually have mostly information from the host. There are some hosts that are on there. There are some hosts that are actually building out content to put onto the channel. But let's be realistic. If I'm going to be honest about the whole thing, there are also hosts that already do something, we'll say, quote unquote, similar. And they found this to be competitive with what they're already doing. And I understand that. Don't get me wrong. I understand people have to eat. There are a way that they're doing their business models. But at the end of the day, what I am looking to do is, of course, I don't want people to go out of business, but I also want to be able to bring stuff to the masses. And there's only a certain amount of stuff that people can do. So don't get me wrong. I love all of the hosts here on the network. But they have to do what's in their best interest of what they're doing in their company. And I think you can understand that. I don't think I'm saying anything wrong by saying that. I don't think I'm actually violating anybody's trust by saying that. It has been some awkward and difficult times for some. And I don't want to see anybody to struggle to cannibalize what they're already doing. So here's what I want to do today. We're not going to make this a super long episode. We're not going to make this super long about, oh, yes, you need to do this, you need to do that. Well, what I wanted to do was talk to you about this. We've kind of been teasing it a little bit. Depending on where you've seen this, we've kind of been flashing this plus symbol and a glowing plus symbol, depending on the episode and the show and so on. But this is what we've been talking about behind the scenes. This is what we've been working on, and I wanted to bring it to you. I see this as the new, we can call it evolution, and our new revolution of Safety FM. I think that you guys kept on asking for a revolution for our industry, and I want to help start it. You guys will be the driving force behind the whole thing. Don't get me wrong. I only am a spoke on a wheel. Like I've told you this for a long period of time. The world of safety was around before I ever came into the whole thing. And after I'm gone, it'll be around for way longer. I'm not saying, hey, feed the machine, but I'm just telling you, if we want to see something different, this is what I want her to do. And believe me, if you love it, I would love to hear about it. If you hate it, I would love to hear about it too. What changes would you like to see? At the end of the day, we have built this thing for you. Low cost with concepts and content that you're looking for. I mean, I'll put it to you this way. This service, Safety FM Plus, will be less than the cost of the book that we're including inside of this thing. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to make sure that it was content rich for you. And believe me, if you want to jump on here and say, hey, I have content I would like to add, contact me. I think that there is multiple things that we can do with this. And yeah, I know it's kind of weird of, hey, there's certain things. Why is it behind a paywall? Well, paywall because we wanted to make sure that it was content that you were looking for. And sometimes just putting it on a YouTube page just doesn't make sense. And we wanted to be able to have a little bit more, I won't say control, but to be able to do additional add-ons. And what do I mean by that? So I can't take a YouTube channel and put a document there, but on this, I could. So you're able to click on it and download a document right away with it. If the content has a document. So like I said, it will ever be changing. It will always be something slightly different. I don't know if the will be changing. I don't know if the change will be week to week or month to month. And I think that that's where I need your help there. You'll be able to tell me. You'll be able to tell me what you're looking for. Now, don't get me wrong. We will have different hosts doing different things as we also are gathering new shows for the network. As we talk right now, we have two shows currently in the work going on behind the scenes. One will be debuting at the beginning of January. The other one, I'm not sure. I'm not going to lie to you. We've been working with this particular gentleman since pretty much June, and there hasn't been a determination made. We'll see what ends up happening there. Anyways, that's what I have for you today. I'm super excited for you to come and check out Safety FM Plus. You can go to the website at safetyfmplus.com if you're interested in signing up, taking a look around to what we have to offer. Please email me with your comments, your questions, your concerns, because I would love to hear what you think about it. Anyways, I cannot do what I do here on this show without you. And we can't do what we do when on the network without you. So take a look around. Tell me if this is going to meet what you want. And let's see what we can do together going forward. Anyways, I hope you are having a fantastic December as we're starting it off right now. Hopefully the holiday season will be great for you. And all we can hope for is to see change within our industry and this particular revolution that we want to start. That's why I thought it was so crucial that we give away the book, Simple Revolutionary Acts by Dr. Todd Conklin. I will tell you that book alone, even though it is a small book, has so much great information. And you can apply it to so many different things. That be it your organization, that could be your personal life, your career. Just take a look at that book and look at the concepts. And the funny part about it is I've had conversations with Todd about that book. And that was before human and organizational performance. But if you look at the book, you can see where the groundwork is being laid out for the concepts before they even hit. It's always amazing looking at that book. I love that book. I really do. It's one of my favorite books of Todd's. Actually, it's one of my favorite books in general. Who am I joking? Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM. And that is the listener. Please join me on this revolution at safetyfmplus.com. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And don't worry, we'll be back with another episode of The Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
Want more of The Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.